Even ANC members who are usually fiercely loyal to the organization say the political war could plunge South Africa into a crisis which could destroy its democracy.
It's tragic. I think as far as Ace Magashule is concerned, he has signed his own death warrant, if the ANC is what I know it to be.
Mavuso Msimang is one of the ANC's most respected veterans.
Do we still have the ANC leadership? I think there are serious problems that have beset the organization. Some people despair. It all happens because there is so much corruption that's taking place in the country, but particularly also within the ranks of the leadership. So you've got questions of whether...
So far, Magashule is keeping quiet, but his ANC ally, former Northwest Province Premier Supra Mahumapelo, who's also been suspended because of alleged graft, has told supporters to get behind him and Magashule.
There are some people with loaded guns. When you are led by such people, you know you are facing danger all the time, but don't run away. You must confront the monster. If you happen to become a casualty along the way, there are many other generations behind you that will come and continue to confront the monster.
Msimang says the ANC's NEC should lead the fight against the corrupt within the party. But opposition politicians want to know how, when it contains people such as Tony Yengeni. The former ANC chief whip is himself a convicted fraudster. Yengeni says Magashule and Mahumapelo are being selectively persecuted. This, he says, because they're still friends with former President Jacob Zuma, who allegedly orchestrated the theft of billions of dollars from state-owned enterprises.
Discipline must apply to all equally. We are not against discipline in the organization, but what we are opposed to is discipline that has eyes, that targets certain comrades.
Civil society groups say Yengeni has a point, and that if every senior ANC official implicated in corruption, including some close to Ramaphosa, were to resign, the party would collapse. Yengeni says leaders such as Magashule are being victimized, not because they're corrupt, but because they want to take the economy away from white capitalists and give it to the poor.
Why can't leaders, black African leaders, black and white actually, sit down and say, this thing is going to a head, let's talk and let's resolve this historical injustice and ensure that black people, and Africans in particular, are in the center of the economy.
But Msimang says the party he loves has had almost 30 years to do this, and it has largely failed, because instead of giving the economy to the people, many of its leaders have captured it for themselves.
A lot of money goes to education, but there is so much miscarriage, mismanagement of those funds. How much money that is collected from taxpayers goes towards dealing with issues of poverty? Why is inequality increasing in South Africa? We are talking about poverty increasing in South Africa. We're talking about housing being in a sorry, sorry state. This is a consequence of bad policies.
Opposition parties, though, say bad policies aren't the biggest of problems because they can be fixed. The real challenge, they say, is fixing a government that seems to have become, in effect, a syndicate of organized criminals. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.